Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Jasmine. How can I help you?
You know, what am I calling for? What is the company is this?
You have contacted a third-party call center who represents a number of different online companies.
Mm-hmm. Okay, because I'm getting charges that I'm not aware of. Coming from this telephone number.
I would need to locate your order.
What do you mean?
Need to locate your order in order to assist you with the charges.
Because I don't even know. I don't, you know, I just saw from my bank statement that I'm being charged. Like it's coming like 2 months already, and I'm not aware of any transaction from this place.
May I have your zip code to locate your order, please?
Like what I'm saying, I don't even know what it is. What order? What?
Okay, so you have contacted a third-party call center who represents a number of different online companies. If you want assistance with the charge, I need your zip code to locate the order. Otherwise, you may want to reach out to the financial institution for them to provide you a little more information about the charge. I'm going to need your information in order to be able to assist you.
Okay, it's 93039.
I'm sorry, what is that?
Pardon me?
What was your zip code, ma'am?
90039.
Your first and last name?
Pineda.
May I please have your first and last name?
Thelma Pineda, P-I-N-E-D-A. Hello?
One moment, please. And how do you spell your last name?
Pearson, Paul, I-N, like Nancy, A-N-D, like David, fine, like fine tooth, with the D-A.
I'm sorry, I'm having a hard time hearing you.
It's like pine tree, P-I-N-E-D-A. D like David, A.
One moment, please. And you said your first name was?
Thelma, T-H-E-L-M-A.
Can you also verify your address?
Is this a legitimate, you're like a third party?
You have contacted a third party call center who represents a number of different online companies.
Okay. That's 3444 Garden Side Lane.
You said that you were charged last month and this month. What is the last four digits of the card number that was charged?
8522.
It shows that on March the 31st, you purchased a Clinique skin moisturizer cream, as well as a skin moisturizer serum that helps with reducing fine lines and wrinkles. You registered for a trial by paying the shipping and handling costs to receive the items for an introductory 14-day trial period. The trial was not canceled, which results in you being billed the normal retail price for the item received and placed on a monthly subscription, but it shows that those charges have declined. We do have a delivery confirmation that comes from the United States Postal Service's tracking and delivery system that shows that these items were delivered to you on April the 3rd.
I'm not aware of that. But anyway, I didn't order it. Okay, and they just automatically, do that. Because I've had this problem before.
So yes, ma'am, but as I mentioned, we have a delivery confirmation showing that these items were actually delivered to your address. So are you saying that yourself or no one else in your household received the items?
I don't know, because I don't stay there all the time. You know what I'm saying? Like, I only go there once in a while and I get my mail, just to get my mail. But anyway, I'm glad to find out where it's coming from. Because okay.
I'm sorry, ma'am. Know. What was your physical address, like where you live?
No, I'm not going to tell you that.
Okay, well, claiming fraud, ma'am, I just would like to inform you.
I'm doing an investigation because I don't want anybody charging anything on my
account
without my knowledge.
Ma'am, we just want to inform you that when you do claim fraud, we do reach out to authorities and we'll provide them with the IP address that's listed on the order. An IP address can be used to determine the exact device that was used to place an order, as well as where those devices are located. So we do have ways of locating who placed these orders and actually prosecuting them. So I'll forward you over to my fraud department for them to assist you further. I just would like you to know how the process goes. And thank you for calling customer service, and please hold for your transfer.
Thank you.